instructions and other pastimes that fill Krishna's parents with wonder. Pitro Vismana Shikshadi. Text 149.
Kalindi Puline Maya Nanamaya Shailo Pishalye Nana Nyagrod Nasyatale Maya Nanamaya Radha Pituk Prangane Drishta Krishna Itirite Sanihyamam Gopar Yashoda Patir Visme Rasyaparo Hasan Nijagahani Yanhari Patuva.
The Gopas confidently said, I did not see Krishna at the Yamuna's shore. I did not see him on Govardhan Hill or at the outskirts of Braja village. I did not see him at the base of the banyan tree. I did not see him in the courtyard of Radha's father, Maharaj Rishabhanu. As Nanda Maharaj became struck with wonder to hear all this, smiling Krishna slipped out of the house from right under Nanda's nose. May Krishna protect you all. Sri Umapati Dar. Text 150.
Vatsastavada kandareshu vichadandura prachare gavam hingsran vikshapurak purana purusham narayanam dhyasyasi ityuktasya yashodhyamurarupo vavyajaganti spurad bimboshta dvayagada pidanam vishada vyakta bhavam smitam.
Mother Yashoda said, Child, when you take care of the cows far away in the forest or in the caves of Govardhan Hill, and you see dangerous wild animals, you should meditate on the ancient supreme person, Lord Narayan, and he will protect you. As Lord Krishna heard these words, it was only with great difficulty that he prevented a smile from appearing on his bimba fruit lips. May that suppressed smile protect all the worlds. Sri Abhinanda. Text 151.
Ramo nama babu vahang tadabala sitte tihung tampatu vacha panchabati vane nivasatastasya haradhavana Krishna syeti poratanim nijakatam akarnya matre ritam saumitre kodanudanudanudati vyangragarak patuva.
There was once a king named Ram. Yes. His wife was Sita. Yes. On the order of his father, Ram lived in the Panchavati forest. There, Ravana kidnapped Sita. As Lord Krishna heard his mother narrate his own activities performed in ancient times, he suddenly called out, Lakshman, where is my bow? Where is my bow? Where is my bow? I pray these alarmed words of Lord Krishna may protect you all. Author unknown. Text 152.
Shyamo Chandra Sopashina Shisho Naiti Mamandya Nindra Nindra Heto Shinusutakatam Kamapur Vam Kurushwa Vyaktastam Bhan Nadahadida Bhutanavam Dadayishyan Ityuktasya Smitamudhyate Devaki Nandanasya.
O my rising dark moon, my child, you are not asleep? No, sleep has not yet come to me. Listen, my son, I will tell you a bedtime story that will make you fall asleep. What is this story I have never heard? Please tell it. Mother Yashoda then told the story. When she came to the sentences, then Lord Nrsinga appeared from the pillar. Lord Nrsinga was very eager to rip the demon to shreds. A smile suddenly arose on Child Krishna's lips. Sri Sarvananda. Protecting the cows and other pastimes. Go Rakshadi Leela. Text 153.
Deva Twameka Changha Balita Lagudhi Murni Vinyasta Bahu Gayan Go Yudhna Giti Upadachita Shirak Shekharak Pragrahena Darpa spurjan mahoksha, and vaya samadakala bandha dirghano bandha, and krida gopala murti, muradipodavata attagoraksha lila.
Wearing a crown and his hand on the head of a cane, the Lord loudly sings the song sung by bulls when they challenge each other for the sake of a cow. Hearing the challenge, two large, arrogant bulls appear and for a long time remain absorbed in the arts of battle. I pray Lord Murari, the playful cowherd boy who enjoys the pastimes of protecting the cows and bulls, will always protect you. Sri Yogeshwara.
Text 154. Yavan Gopa Madhura Murari Nada Matta Mukundam Mandas Pandair Ahasakalair Lochanair Api Bhanti Gavas Tavan Masuna Yavasa Grasa Lubdha Vidurum Yata Govar Dhanagiri Dhari Droni Kavyantareshu.
When the cowherd boys become intoxicated by the sweet sounds of the flute and with unblinking eyes drink the sight of Lord Mukunda, the unattended cows, eager for soft grasses to eat, wander far away and enter the caves of Govardhan Hill.
Sri Keshava Chatri.
The exalted nature of the gopi's love. Gopi Nam Premot Karshaha.
Text 155. Daryamana parigrahe pijagane yachanshu kalambanam Kopi nam chavivechanam naduvanaram beraho marganam Sadvi satchaditam vilasa vidata patyu grahan vishanam Tattan godava rakshanam vararapo bhangshirava pikshanam.
With an air of peaceful respectability, the gopis placed nice garments around their hips and went to enjoy amorous pastimes with Krishna in a solitary place. The sound of Krishna's flute stunned their vow of chastity, their attachment to their husbands' homes, and all the protections offered by their elders.
Sri Sarva Vidya Vinod.
Text 156.
Vilokya Krishnam Rajavama Netra Savindriyanam Nayanatvameva Akarnyatan Venuninana Bangheem Aichan Punastha Shavanatvameva.
When the beautiful-eyed girls of Braja saw Lord Krishna, they wished all their senses were eyes. And when they heard the waves of music from his flute, they wished all their senses were ears. Author unknown. Pastimes with the Gopis. Gopi Bi Sahalila. Text 157.
Kalindi Jalakeli Lola Taduni Ravita Chinang Shukha Nirgati Yang Jalani Sadi Tabatira Lokya Savadisha Tiro Pandamalan Kunja Bhavane Gudham Chirat Pashyata Shaudi Samramayan Nima Vijayate Sakuta Venunvani.
Removing their silk saris, the young gopis eagerly sported in the waters of the Yamuna. After some time, they intently looked in all directions, and then, certain that no one was watching, emerged from the water and carefully dried their naked bodies. Meanwhile, hidden in a nearby forest grove, Lord Krishna had been watching their every movement for a long time. At a certain moment, he began to play his flute. All glories to Lord Krishna's tricky flute music, which completely charms the girls of Braja.
Sri Purushottama Dev.
Lord Krishna's love for the gopis. Tasu Krishnasya Bhavaha. Text 158.
Sveda plavita pani padna mukala prakranta kampo deyan visrastam vijanato madalikam padada vindo padi lila velita balavi kabalita swantasya vrindavani jiyat kansa de posti bhanga vipushak shunyo deya putkritihi.
The gracefully moving gopis captured Lord Krishna's heart. His hands perspired and trembled. Lord Krishna, whose form was bent in three places, was unaware that the flute had dropped from his lotus bud hands and fallen to his lotus feet. He began to blow into what he thought was his flute, but no sound emerged. All glories to that soundless blowing of Lord Krishna.
Sri Chiranjiva.
Srimati Radharani's inquiry on first seeing Sri Krishna. Sri Krishnasya Pratama Darshane Sri Radha Prashna.
Text 159.
Bruvallitanda Bakala Madhurana Sri Kankedi Kodaka Kadambata Karnapura Koyam Navina Nikashopala Tulya Deho Vangshiravena Sakimam Abhishikaroti.
O friend, who is this person? His body is like a new black Nikasha stone. He wears earrings of Ashoka buds. The vines of his eyebrows dance on his charming, handsome face. I am overcome by the sound of his flute.
Author unknown.
Text 160.
Indi varodada sahodada medura shri vaso dravat kanaka vrindane bhande dhana amukta muktika manohara hara baksha koyam yuva jagada nangamayam karoti.
Who is this teenage boy? A charming pearl necklace decorates his chest. He is dressed in garments the color of molten gold, and his splendid complexion is the brother of the blue lotus flower. He fills the world with amorous passion.
Sri Sarva Vidya Vinod.
The reply of Radha's gopi friend, Sakya Uttaram. Text 161.
Asti kopi timadastanandaya kinchadam chatabadam sagayati Yanmana Gapinishamya Kavadhu Navadhuta Vidyopa Jayati.
This dark complexioned boy plays very beautiful music. What girl's heart would not tremble when she heard that music for even a moment?
Author unknown.
The beginning of Radha's love, Sri Radhaya Purvaragaha. Text 162.
Manogatam manmata bana badham avedayanti vatano vikarai dinanana vacham vacha radha tada tadali janasammukhe sa.
Unhappy faced Radha said to her friends, "My heart is now wounded by Kama's arrow and my body filled with the symptoms of love."
Sri Purushottama Dev.
Text 163.
Yadavadi yamana kunje gahanuchi davalokita kopi nalanindala ivasalilam tadavaditalalayati cheta yadavadi yamana kunje gahanuchi davalokita kopi nalanindala ivasalilam tadavaditalalayati cheta.
In the forest by the Yamuna, I saw a person whose complexion is the color of a dark rain cloud. Since then, my heart has been trembling like a drop of water on a lotus leaf.
Sri Kavichandra.
Text 164.
Akasmare kasmin patisaki maya yamanatatam vajantye drishtoyam navajaladada syamalatanu sadrig bhangya kimba kurutam hijane tatahidam manome vyalolam kachanagraha kritye nabalate.
O friend, once, as I walked on the path to the Yamuna's bank, I saw a boy whose complexion was the color of a dark rain cloud. What spell did he cast on me when he glanced at me with those crooked eyes? I don't know. Since then, my heart is always very agitated. It no longer allows me to perform my household duties. Sri Jayanta. Text 165.
Bodo nila jyotsna tadanum ganabi padimanas tato lila venu kuneta manukanchi kaladava tato vindyun vali valit chamatkana lahari tadanga lavanyan tadanu sahajananda udagat.
First, I saw a splendid blue effulgence. Then I smelled the fragrance of musk. Then I heard graceful flute music. Then I heard the sweet tinkling of a sash of bells. Then I saw waves of wonderful handsomeness encircled by a vine that was a stationary lightning flash. Then I became filled with bliss. Author unknown. Text 166.
Adyasunda dikalinda nandini tira kunda bubikeli lampata vadayan madalika moho moho madavo hatati mama kamana.
O beautiful friend, as he played his flute for a long time today on the Yamuna's shore, that playful debauchee Madhava stole my heart. Author unknown. Text 167.
Yadavadi Yamunayas Tiravani the Kunji Mudadipopoda Lila Lochanabhyamaloki Tadavadi Mamachitam Kutrachit Karya Matri Nahilakati Mahurtam Kim Videyam Najani.
Ever since, with my own eyes, I saw Krishna performing pastimes in the Vanira Grove on the Yamuna's shore, my heart has not allowed me to perform my household chores. What should I do? I do not know what to do. Sri Kavichandra. Text 168.
Yadavadi yadunanda nandanendu sahachati lochana gocharim habubha tadavadi malayani lena leva sahajabichada padan mukham manome.
O my friend, ever since the moon of Krishna's face appeared before my eyes, my mind has lost all discrimination. It no longer has the power to distinguish between the cooling Malayan breeze and the blazing fire. Sri Sanjay Kavishekar. Text 169.
Asamandasam 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 etadapatitam ballavakumada bunda hadi 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 dikshita kutukat asamandasam 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 etadapatitam ballavakumada bunda hadi 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 dikshita kutukat.
It is wrong, wrong, wrong. Alas, alas, I saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, but I thought he was an ordinary cowherd boy. Sri Sharana. Text 170.
Shushyati mukamudu yugmam pushyati jatadham bhave pate vidiyam svindati kapola pali sakavanna mali kamaloki shushyati mukamudu yugmam pushyati jatadham bhave pate vidiyam svindati kapola pali sakavanna mali kamaloki.
O friend, when I see Krishna, who wears a garland of forest flowers, why does my mouth become dry and my heart tremble? And why do my thighs become stunned and my cheeks perspire? Sri Mukunda Bhattacharya. Text 171.
Upadita malata dosa ki padinata shadadindu mandala kopi tachata muradi kulali kulamar yadama donayati upadita malata dosa ki padinata shadadindu mandala kopi tattata mulali kulali kulamar yaram adonayati.
O friend, I have seen a full autumn moon shining above a tamal tree. This moon's flute music mocks my chastity. Sri Sanjay Kavi Shekhar. Text 172.
Ahanta kantam apitam tidrikshate manasam mamanasadu yatkute indu indu mukinanda madutas chandanam chabitanoti vedanam.
O moon-faced friend, the moon, the gentle breezes, and the scent of sandalwood all torment my heart. It is not happy. It yearns to see my lover, Krishna.
Author unknown.
Text 173.
Guladana ganjana mayasho guhapati chadadham chadadunham kimapi visma vayidisamastam shiva shiva muladi madarati guladana ganjana mayasho guhapati chadadham chadadunham kimapi visma vayidisamastam shiva shiva muladi madarati.
Alas, alas, Krishna's flute makes me completely forget the rebukes of my elders, my own growing infamy, and the harsh actions of my husband.
Sri Sarva Vidya Vinod. Text 174.
Dravinam bhavanamapattyam tavan mittam tatabhijatyam cha upayamanam vanamali yavan nete nanatiyati. Javanam bhavanam apatyam tavan mittam tatabhijatyam cha upayamanam vanamali yavan netre nanatayati.
My wealth, home, children, friends, and family all seem important only as long as Vanamali Krishna does not glance on me with dancing eyes on the Yamuna's shore.
Sri Sarva Vidya Vinod.
Text 175.
Tushyantu me chiddam avapya shatava karotu me shasti badam graheshwara manistu vakshodahamanya bhushanam vamastu vrindavana krishna chandrama.
Let my enemies be pleased to find fault with me. Let my husband punish me again and again. I do not care. Lord Krishna Chandra, who enjoys transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan forest, will always be the precious jewel that decorates my breasts.
Author unknown. Text 176.
Swami nahanda behasandu padaksa patnyo bartu bhajantu guravak pitadas chaladjam eta bata yedi kalangi kolam tatastu Ramanu jema matanotu manon huragam.
Let my husband beat me. Let my enemies laugh in my face. Let my parents and elderly relatives shame me before my husband. Let my whole family become polluted. I do not care. My heart will continue to love Balaram's younger brother, Krishna.
Author unknown. Text 177.
Swami kupyati kupyatam padijana nindanti nindantu maam anyat kim patathamayam chidagati pradho mamo pandrava āśasyam punareta devayatidam chakshushchiram vardhatham yenedam padipiyate mabarupo sandaya saram vapuhu.
My husband is angry? Let him be angry. My friends rebuke me? Let them. Let there fall upon me whatever other catastrophe there may be in this world. I do not care. I simply wish that my eyes may eternally drink the nectar of Krishna's handsome form.
Sri Pushkaraksha. Text 178.
Kindu milena mamadute manoratena antavanti hanta sukatani kayakritani etavadeva mamadjanma palam morari yannetrayo pativibharti katakatani.
O messenger friend, if Krishna would walk on the pathway of my eyes, then my birth would become fruitful. What is the use of this impossible desire? Who is able to perform the pious activities to obtain this? Author unknown. Text 179. O friend, I am very unfortunate. But if the sound of Krishna's flute again entered even once on the pathway of my ears, I wouldn't care whether or not I had the good fortune to see him. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 180.
Tara bisada kachaturta nishasha shanka kamambura shipadi vardhana deva tubhyam ardho namo bhavatu me sahate na yuna mityapavada vachasapya bhimana siddhi.
O moon surrounded by stars on the fourth night of the month of Bhadra, O Lord, O moon making tidal waves in the ocean of amorous desire, I respectfully offer Argya water to you and bow down before you. I pray that by your mercy, my desire to become the beloved of youthful Krishna will be fulfilled in truth. Author unknown. The guess of another expert gopi friend, Anya Chatura Saki Vitarkaha. Text 181.
Siddhanta yeti na kinchin bhamayati dishame vakevalam radhe tadabakutam sakilagnam kadambatadu devata maruta. Siddhanta yeti na kinchin bhamayati dishame vakevalam radhe tadabakutam sakilagnam kadambatadu devata maruta.
O friend, I cannot say for certain why Radha's eyes are rolling about in this way. Perhaps she was touched by the flute music breeze blowing from the Supreme Lord under the Kadamba tree. Sri Ranga. A gopi friend's question to Srimati Radharani, Radham Pati Saki Prashnaha. Text 182.
Kamam vapu palakitam nayane dvitashri Vachaksa ganga dapadaksaki kampi vakshaha Gyatam mukunda morari dava madurite Chetaksu dangshu vadane tadari karoti.
The hairs stand erect on your body. Your eyes are full of tears. Your words are choked up. Your chest heaves with sighs. O moon-faced friend, I know it is the sweetness of Mukunda's flute music that makes your heart tremble. Sri Ranga. Text
183. Gatam kulavadhu vratam viditameva tattan vachas tatapitadarashaye navadatasi kodur graha karomi saki kim shute dhanujavairi vangshirave Manakapimanoname sumukidharya malambate.
O fickle-hearted girl, I know you broke the vow of a faithful wife, and I know the harsh words you exchanged with your husband and relatives. Still, you will not give up this affair with Krishna. Why is it so hard for you to give him up? My beautiful-faced friend, what will I do? When I hear the sound of Krishna's flute, my heart cannot find a moment's peace.
Author unknown.
Text 184.
Astantavadakirtirme tvayatatyam tu katyatam chittam katamivasite harivangshira vashutau.
Let me become infamous as Krishna's mistress. I don't care. Tell me the truth. When it heard the sound of Krishna's flute, what happened to your heart?
Author unknown.
Text 185.
Satyam jalpasi duksaha kalagirak satyam kulam nirmalam. Satyam nishkaranopeyam sahachadak satyam sudure sarit. Tatsavam sakinismarami jatiti shotratiti jayate. Chedun madhmukundamanjamolari niswanaragongatihi.
You speak the truth. It is true that the harsh rebukes of my superiors are very hard to bear. It is true that my family's reputation is spotless. It is true that this friend Krishna is merciless. It is true that the Yamuna is very far away. Still, when the beautiful intoxicating sound of Krishna's flute music becomes a guest in my ears, I immediately forget all of this.
Sri Govinda Bhat.
A gopi's joking words of encouragement to Srimati Radharani.
Sri Radhan Pati Sakhi Nirmash Vasaha.
Text 186.
Nishan jalada sankula timada garbhali nam jagad vayastamana vang havang vapada purvali lamayam alam sumukinindraya vatigrihe pinaktam chari kadamba vana devata navatamala nilantitihi.
The night is filled with clouds. Darkness has swallowed the world. You are a young girl and your body is filled with unprecedented, ever-fresh, playful, graceful beauty. Oh, beautiful-faced girl, what is the use of your sleeping like this in a house in Braja village? Wake up! At this moment, Krishna, whose dark complexion is the color of a young tamal tree, and who is the deity of the Kadamba forest, wanders about in the night.
Sri Sarva Vidyavinod.
Srimati Radharani's love is described to Lord Krishna.
Sri Krishna Prati Sri Radha Anuraga Katanam.
Text 187.
Tvamandani yati parlasi viloki yanti Tvam shinvati kubalihi yati karnapuram Tvam purnima vidumuki vidibhavi yanti Vaksho nilina nabalina manin karoti.
When this girl, whose face is like the full moon, gazes at your picture, she transforms you into black mascara anointing her eyes. When she hears about you, she makes you into a blue lotus flower on her ear. In her heart, she meditates on you as a new sapphire decorating her breast.
Author unknown.
Text 188.
Grihitam tambulam padijana vachobi nasumuki smaratyantak shunya mudahalakatayam apinishi tatai vaste hasta kalatapani valli kashalayam tatai vasyam tasya kamukapalapali padichitam.
O Krishna, O killer of the Mura demon, your absence has so stunned beautiful-faced Radharani that as she talks at night with her friends, she cannot remember whether she took any betel nuts, whether the betel nuts are in her hand, or whether the betel nuts are in her mouth.
Sri Harihara.
Text 189.
Prema pavakali dhangi radha tava jagatpate shayaya skalita bhumau punastham gantumakshama prema pavakali dhangi radha tava jagatpate shayaya skalita bhumau punastham gantumakshama.
O Lord of the universe, her body licked by the flames of love for you, Radha fell from her bed to the floor and could not rise again.
Sri Kavichandra.
Text 190.
Modahada sahasa garima katamiba vacha kodanga shavaksha kedar navapatitapi premada damte samun bahati. Modahada sahasa garima katamiba vacha kodanga shavaksha kedar navapatitapi premada damte samun bahati.
O Krishna, how can I describe the great recklessness of fawn-eyed Radha's love for you? Even though she has fallen into the ocean of suffering, she still loves you deeply. Sri Kavichandra. Text 191.
Gayati gite shamsati vangshe vadayati sava panchishu patayati panjarasukam tavasande sakshadam radha. Gayati gite shamsati vangshe vadayati sava panchishu patayati panjarasukam tavasande sakshadam radha.
Radha taught her caged parrot to recite the words of your letter. She turned your letter into a song she sings to the accompaniment of flute and veena. Sri Govardhan Acharya. Sri Krishna's love is described to Srimati Radharani. Sri Radham Pati Sri Krishnanuraga Katanam. Text 192.
Keli kalasa kushala nagare morare abir nir jadushak kativana santi radhe tvaya mahadakari tapo yadesha damo dadastri padam padamano ragaha.
O Radha, in Braja village are there not very many lotus-eyed gopis expert in amorous pastimes and completely in love with Murari? What great austerities did you perform to make Damodar love you so much? Author unknown.
Text 193. Vatsana chadayati vadayati navenam amodate na yamuna vana marutena kunje niliyashiti lambalitotamangam antastvayashwasiti sundari nandasulu.
He will not take care of the calves. He does not play the flute. He is not pleased by the cooling breezes blowing into the forest from the Yamuna River. He sits in the forest grove with his head bowed down. O beautiful girl, in his heart the son of Nanda sighs for you.
Sri Daityari Pandit.
Text 194.
Sarvadika sakalakelikala vidagdha snigdha sa esha mudashatura nagharupa tvam yachate yadi bhaja vrajanagari tvam sadhyam kimandya dadikam bhuvane bhavatya.
Krishna is the best of lovers. He is the most expert in all the arts of amorous love. He is the most handsome. He loves you. O heroine of Braja village, if he begs you, you should respond to his advances. You should worship him. What greater lover could you find in all the world?
Sri Ranga.
The meeting with Radha.
Sri Radha Visara.
Text 195.
Mandang videhi chadanampati dehi nilam vasak videhi balaya bilamanchalena me jalpasahasinishadachandrakanti dantansavastavatamangsisamapayanti.
Move your feet softly. Wear these dark blue garments. Cover your bracelets with the edge of your sari. Don't talk. O reckless girl, the autumn moonlight of your teeth dispels the darkness.
Sri Shan Masika.
Text 196.
Kimutir nakpanta kupitapa jagi boga vishamo vishodhambu yasya kimutikula pali katagura hiti smaram smaram dalidala dashita titiru chao sodo jakshi shonam dishinayina konam vikirati.
The gopi said, "What kind of path is this? It turns like the winding coils of an angry snake. Why must we tolerate this?" Repeatedly remembering the gopi's harsh words and prayers that the moonlight would light up the darkness, lotus-eyed Radha cast in the direction of the very faint moon an angry glance from the reddish corners of her eyes. she forbade the moon to shine. Sri Sarva Vidyavinod.
Chitrotkirnad apivishnadan viti bhajor janyam king vam brumas tvadibisadane sahasam madhavasya dvante yantya yadati nibhutam radhyatma prakasha trasapani patipanipana ratna rodhi vidhahi.
O Madhava, how can we describe Radha's reckless fear of the serpent engraved on her medallion? As she walked on the path to secretly meet you in the middle of the night, she became so afraid the effulgence of the jewel on that serpent's hood would light up the darkness that she covered it with her hand. Author unknown.